Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So Big Ben sounds like he's on board with a Tomlin firing. A Tomlin clean house, he says. It could be a fresh start for everybody involved. It would be a fresh beginning and a new beginning for all parties, the Steelers and Tomlin, would be mutually beneficial, basically. And that's the, you know, that's the PG version of it. We're getting some of that. I don't think James Harrison, he went more rated R. Ben even tried to sneak in there. Oh, I love Mike. I have so much respect for Mike. Okay.
Yeah, that was the biggest lie in there. I like and respect him. Don't think either one of those is
true.
Not
sure I completely agree with that, but that's okay. Maybe Ben's turning over a new leaf here and wants to not stir the pot that much and pull
out
guys.
You are being unbelievably generous, but continue.
All right. So I want to first say this. What we are experiencing and seeing and hearing right now is the effect of the fire Tomlin chants. They're working. They're working insofar as usually people who cover the team and are around the Steelers who have lectured fans for years and said, quit asking because it's not changing. You can get in the mentions. You can get in queue here and call into our station. You know, yesterday we did a topic where I said, I know that Art's not going to fire Mike, but would you do it? It sounds like the most plugged in people in Steelers media, people around the team, are now saying things like, well, I'm not so sure anymore. Maybe there is an exit strategy. Maybe there is a way to sever ties here and end things at the end of the season. And I honestly think if they had just lost the game 26-7 to the Bills and the fans hadn't reacted with such venom so viscerally, I think we would be having, like us, because this is what we do. We talk to fans every day. And the people that want to call in and voice their opinion are usually going to say things like fire the coach. So in terms of what we do, it wouldn't have changed much. But as far as the way the Steelers world and the football world has responded to these, to that game, I do think the fire Tomlin chants have kind of spurred and led to this discussion about Mike's time being up. And the fans are too, I would say, thank for that. If they just accept, if they just booed, Chris, if that's all they did was boo.
It would just say, boo birds are out. What do the Steelers need to do to turn it around?
Yes.
But when it's explicitly right there in front of you and you can't ignore it because the broadcast picks it up and people are posting videos that make it even more clear and they're booing Renegade too, you have to acknowledge something. When it's obvious enough that a reporter from Channel 4, Marcy Cipriani, asks him straight away about it after he was asked about it after the game. No one in the national media can pretend that it didn't happen.
So are you starting to think there's a chance something happens at the end of the year?
This is like one of those, asking me that is like asking me when one of those years when the Chiefs look like the prime Kansas City Chiefs, is this the year the Chiefs go down in flames? And what do I always tell you when that question would get brought up? Got to believe it. Got to see it to believe it. All of this noise on the outside, and I understand that Mike's own like dissatisfaction or unhappiness or maybe the pressure or whatever he might be feeling is an influencing factor here. But all this means very little in the context of, does Art Rooney actually care enough to act?
Okay, I have a little rumor on that, some scuttlebutt. Oh, and I want you to tell me if this influences what you just said whatsoever. There are rumors circulating that Art didn't even stay for the entire game on Sunday.
He have a like a deposition he had
that
to go
he
to or something?
That he left in the second half. And I don't have, the rumor is not like so well, it's a rumor. It's not, I don't have, someone didn't send me a smoking gun picture of him, you know, with his ass cat on or ascot, whatever the heck it is.
What, his ass cat?
You know, ascots, ascots,
it's
right?
It's an ascot. You okay, called him an ass cat.
He has ascot on.
He had a furry feline wrapped around his neck.
His penny loafers or whatever he was wearing getting into.
You going to give him a monocle and a cane before this is over? Is he going to be dressed like the Planner's Peanut?
Getting into his Cadillac, you know, at this time.
Donnie, this is a remarkably detailed way
okay.
in which he is describing
listen,
this.
Listen to me.
I'm waiting. I want to hear the scuttlebutt.
Listen to me. I don't know for sure if it was he heard the way fans were sounding and then that made him leave, or if he hated how the game was going and couldn't bring himself to watch it through, and that prompted his exit. Either way, if it's true that the owner waved the white flag and said, I'm tapping out of this
uncle,
game.
Uncle, I cry uncle.
It makes you think.
Well, what of those two, can I ask you this just quickly?
Yes.
What of those two options, if it was, I'm so disgusted by how they're playing, or I heard the chance in it infuriated me, or I didn't want to be part of it, or I didn't want to be around it.
The way they're playing, I think, would be a much bigger deal.
And worse for Mike, right?
Yes.
Because that's like the owner saying, I am a football lover, even if I'm not a football man the way
because
my father
the chance
was,
would
and
make
I'm disgusted
me feel,
by
if
it.
If he left because of the chance, it would make me feel like he's disappointed in Steelers fans
thank
and
you.
Didn't
okay.
want to be around for
thank
it.
Thank you. I wanted to make sure I clarified that, because I agree with you. I think yeah. that's right. I think your analysis of that is correct.
So, I do think it's possible that the owner is maybe more open-minded to things than ever before. I also think it's possible, even though we heard the way he smirked and smiled when he was faced with this question at the press conference yesterday, what if they keep losing and it keeps happening? And what if it becomes a thing where it happens everywhere?
The Dolphins game would be one hell of an inflection point for this, because it's a Monday night football game, which is back to being an extremely big deal. It's still one of the two huge games on the schedule, along with Sunday night. It's a team that you're supposed to beat. It's a team that like is supposed to embody everything you don't. They're soft, they're warm weather, they're finesse, etc. If the Dolphins are like randomly up two touchdowns, not yeah. a complete like farce to suggest, because they're not quitting on their coach.
Yes.
It is going to be louder than it ever has been. Buck and Aikman are going to be incapable of ignoring it. I think they're both good
and
enough at their jobs that they'll mention
TV
it.
And it's
going to
be on national TV, and the whole football universe is going
to
see it.
Yep. Why do you think like people are so gung-ho about the Bears right now, just to use an example? They played a showcase standalone game. And when good things happen and teams play well in standalone games, people tend to notice. Same goes for the opposite. When ugly things start happening, when the entire football world is fixated on one game and they're chanting fire the longest tenured head coach in the sport, that will get on everyone's radar.
It just feels to me right now that being a supporter and a believer of Mike Tomlin is a very, very lonely place. And the population of that town keeps dropping precipitously.
Eventually, it'll be just four, ESPN's Get Up panel.
And Art Rooney. And how close is Art Rooney to hearing these things, also like leaning on or listening to the opinions of people that matter to him? So I would think that fan opinion, not mine, not yours, not Pomp's, not Joe's necessarily, I would think the fan opinion would count for something.
How about his son's opinion?
Well, but I'm saying, could they be swayed by those fans?
If it happens multiple home games in a row, I think it would. He'd be like, wow, this is worse than I particularly thought.
If Steelers games become synonymous with fire Tomlin chants and booing of Renegade, and like it's no longer, Tomlin said it was entertainment yesterday. It's no longer an event where you go to cheer on your team. It morphs into an event where you go to let them see and hear your level of discontent and anger with the decay of the franchise. I can't fathom how they'd want that to continue. Why would they want that environment? Why would they want like that to be the thing? Like, to me, it's way worse than fans showing up with paper bags on their heads and stuff like that.
Although that's usually not very good either.
No, but this is like, we're not, this is not a silent protest.
No, it's a very vocal protest. And it would, by the way, that you're leaving out the one thing that would it would be accompanied by. If it's happening, they're losing games at home. And that means they're probably going to have their first losing season since 2003. And that means that Mike's streak is over, that their streak is over. They would end up tied with the Cowboys all time, the Landry Cowboys.
Yep.
And that would remove part of the cover that I think Art has operated under in having the opinion he's had. He's been able to say, hey, we're 9-8 at least every year, or we're 8-8 sometimes when it goes bad, but it never goes bad. Say they go 7-10. I don't think they'll lose out, but like say they win one more game the rest of the way, which is not completely out of the realm of possibility, Pony.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have lost like that one thing that is big time, runs big time cover for him, Mike's actual record.
Ed Bouchette and I used to have wars on Tomlin. He has been a vocal, or was a vocal Tomlin supporter for a very long time. And Ed would come on the air and say things like, you could always be the Browns, Andrew.
I remember Rich Kotite's
You talk
tenure.
About the Steelers like they're the Pittsburgh Pirates. Ed was on a couple different places. He was on Next Door at KDK AM, and he was also on Brian Batko's podcast. And this is what our old Steelers insider and the Hall of Fame Steelers insider, a man who has covered the Steelers better than any human being ever, I would say.
Yes.
This is what he said about Tomlin and the Steelers.
I do think it's time. I mean, I'm not going to push Mike Tomlin out the door, but you start looking at all the facts, not just the record, not just the play, the fact he was crowing about that defense being historical. They are historical, by the way, just not how he thought they would be. That to me is damning that your head coach thinks he has this great defense and it's the worst in the league. I mean, what does that say about his judge of talent? And Mike's done some really good things here. But as Chuck Noll said, maybe it is time.
There you go. That's Ed, who's turned over to the dark side. So you've got Ben, who finally said it. He might have harbored these feelings and thought these things, but he finally opened his mouth and said it on his podcast. And you've even flipped Bouchette. It's time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I think not only is it just Ed who's covered the team, but I think Ed, in addition to having previously been a Mike defender, Ed is also like a level-headed guy in the way that a lot of people who've been around the NFL for a long time are, where he's just like, you cannot rush to snap judgments with this league. It's a week-to-week league, and so you've got to keep somewhat of an even keel. I think Ed doesn't arrive at a point like that, you know, without a long period of consideration. Now, we would all say maybe too long. I mean, you brought me over to this side of things. How many years ago now I was ready to move on?
I'd say probably a good three or four.
We started working in 2018 together. I think I defended Mike for the most part. You and I would have some knockdown dragouts defending him. I lost the will to do that because I felt like I did not have the argumentative high ground multiple years ago, man. Multiple years.
That's Ed, who obviously is following the Steelers from afar, who that's just his opinion. How about someone who actually has sources still and is covering the team on a daily basis? This is Fittipaldo on the morning show on this topic today.
It's not going to be a firing. I could see a scenario now where after the season ends, you know, let's assume they finish 8-9 and out of the playoffs, okay? So there's no playoffs and things are as bad on January 5th as they are now. I could see them meeting and coming to the agreement, hey, it's probably best for both parties that we go our separate ways right now. End it on a good note. I think that's certainly something that could happen.
Something that could happen.
I do like
that's a guy that's around the team every day. He's not addressing questions. I think that was on the morning show from Crowley and Dorn and being like, guys, fans can scream and yell and say whatever they want. Art Rooney is not going to be moved by the fan reaction.
The hoi polloi.
Yes. No, he's now admitting it's not off the table.
By the way, I guess I sort of understand because he's been here for so long and because they still haven't had a losing season why they would want to do it the way Ray hypothesizes they would try to do it. They wouldn't make it a firing. But it still is just funny that would all be about appearances on their end. Oh, no. It's a nice, gentle. What did Gwyneth Paltrow get in, like, people made fun of her? She called her divorce a conscious uncoupling.
That was funny.
Yeah, from her then and soon-to-be ex-husband. And people were like, just call it a divorce. Why are you being so weird about it? The idea that they would not want to give people even that little pound of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.